Network Marketing 2.0, episode 117. For free marketing and training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about this topic, lead generation, and what the heck is Christian network marketing? Listen, I do some research. I want to know what people are talking about out there, what they want to know more of. And sometimes some of these keyword phrases that I'm seeing are pretty shocking. Somebody is searching for Christian network marketing, and then they wonder why they will never make any kind of money. Listen, just this morning, I was talking to somebody. If you know my story, you know that my heritage is from Nigeria and Africa. And I was talking to a cousin of mine, and he has a feeling that the challenges are everywhere in the world, every country in the world, but you know, the pressure may be different. And that is actually very true. But it also depends on what standpoint you're looking for from, and it also depends on your context. And yeah, if you're talking about people in Afghanistan on the war front, it's a little bit difficult for Muslims who live in some countries where they can't just be humans. And, you know, there's a lot of all kind of options out there and restrictions that people have. And yes, the pressure can be different from country to country. But when we're talking from England to United States, from Nigeria to United States, from South Africa, I mean, it depends on what part of South Africa. But my point here is that challenges in life are challenges in life. My opinion is of the fact that there are billionaires in a lot of these countries, and there are also homeless people in a lot of these countries. And that, when I tell you that stat, which is not really a stat, it's the same thing even in the United States. There are homeless people around here in the United States, and there are billionaires in the United States. There are homeless people in Nigeria, and there are billionaires in Nigeria. What does that tell you and I? What that tells you and I is that it's really, in most cases, an individual by individual thing. Now, granted, some people are just, you know, there are multiple different factors that determines if somebody is going to make it in life, that determines if somebody is going to be wretched in life, be poor in life, you know, and struggle with a lot of things that other people will enjoy. There's a lot of factors, even your upbringing, kind of parent you had. And the effect of my parent on me may be a little bit different. The effect may be different on another individual entirely. Again, because there's personality issues, there's you know, every individual is unique and different. But I want to talk to you that you're listening to me here right now. I want you to understand that if you're listening to me right now, you have the power to impact your own life with positivity and to make it in life. Whatever that means for you, you have the absolute possibility and you can do it if you're listening to me right now on this episode. So I wanted to share that with you really quickly. And next thing, the reason why I'm saying that is I asked the question in the beginning, what the heck is Christian network marketing? Some people may probably feel like maybe it's going to be better. Maybe I can trust these people a little bit more. And I hate to break the news to you. If you are building your business from a standpoint of religion, that's very sad. Now, if you say, no, I'm going to build this business. I'm going to learn how to build my real estate investing business, my network marketing business. I'm going to learn how to build it and use it to serve my community that I love. If you love your Christian community, your church, your youth in your area, and you want to use what you learn from the real world of building those businesses, and you want to teach them, that's absolutely fantastic, because actually that's one of my dreams. But if you want to just look for your person starting off, and you're looking for only a Christian person to follow so you can learn from, you're making a big mistake, because that's not what determines the right mentorship for you. Okay, there's a lot of people here who will use the name of God, who will use the name of their religion, the name of their culture, the name of their ethnic group to do bad things. Okay, and they'll be convinced that they're doing the right thing. Okay, so you don't want to come from that angle at all. Where you want to come from is, yes, whatever agrees with your moral standards, yes. But the way you're going to find out is to get into the business yourself, get into the trenches yourself, and learn the skill. If you don't have the skill, it doesn't matter what religion, what ethnic group, what culture you're coming from, you will fail. Period. You know why? Because of lack of skills. How do I know? Because I've seen a lot of Christians, right, quote unquote Christians, who just lack the skills and who just never break through. No matter what they're trying to do, even if the goal is to try to build a church, they don't have the skills, they can't build a church. It's very simple. You don't have the skills, you can't build a team. Very simple. You don't have the skills, you cannot build a real estate investing business. It's that simple, okay? So how do you solve that problem? Very simple. You learn the skills, all right? So now learning skills is not something you're just going to pick up and just stop. Right? You can't just pick it up and just stop. You can't pick it up and learn it a little bit and practice for 2 weeks and just stop. Learning comes with practice and repetition. Okay. It's a learned behavior. A lot of things we do in business, it's a learned behavior. This podcast that I bring to you every week now, I'm bringing it every week now. It's a learned behavior, something I learned how to do, and then I have to do it over and over, and then it becomes a part of me. The only reason why I'm reducing from weekly to daily rate, from daily to weekly, is so I can have room to even produce a little bit faster in my own personal business, but I still want to do it. I still want to bring you something so you can listen in and be able to, and be inspired in your own business, okay? So I want to inspire today, if anything at all. I want to inspire that no matter where you're coming from, understand that there are skills to be learned, okay? Understand that there are skills to be learned. Let me give you another one. A friend of mine sent me a text message over the past week. He knows that I'm the entrepreneur of my family and friend circle, right? And he sent me, he said, hey, check this out. He gave me the name. He said, check this guy's out. What do you think? Is this one of those people that just want people's money, or is this legitimate? I was like, I don't know. If they're asking and they're promising to double your money without any kind of plan behind that, and they're just asking you for money, yes, that's probably a scam. But if somebody is asking you for money in exchange for knowledge, no, absolutely, it's not a scam. Now, will it work for you? Maybe not. Maybe it too. Does it resonate with you? Maybe it does, right? But the bottom line here is this. Fear is your number one enemy in business. And we all have it. Don't get it twisted. We all have fear. Because I wouldn't be telling you about fear if I didn't have fear. There's a certain level that fear operates at. And that level is wherever you are. So wherever I am in my business, what level I am right now, that's where fear is operating with me. I'm trying to go on to the next level. And this fear always talking in my head, telling me that maybe not, maybe this, maybe don't that try this. The bottom line is this, okay? Fear is your number one enemy in this business. And the only reason why somebody, I can only fathom, maybe I could be wrong, the only reason why somebody is searching for a Christian network marketing is fear, right? They're afraid to get into this business and get into the trenches and learn the skills and the trade by themselves. They want a Christian who has gone before them so they can trust it. No, you have to trust yourself. You have to believe in yourself. That's the key here. You have to trust and believe in yourself. When it comes to lead generation, it's the same thing, okay? If you don't believe in something you're trying to sell, you cannot generate leads for it. If you believe in it, you'll figure out a way to generate leads for your business, to generate leads that you can serve, to generate your ideal customer for your business. Hopefully, you've been enlightened today. Hopefully, you got something out of this. Hopefully, you're educated. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.